But I think there is a moment for our party where we need to have a clearer vision of what we're trying to achieve and really distinguish ourselves more from the Sask Party.
Seen to be an outsider, Ryan Miley surprised party establishment back in 2009 by not only taking veteran politician Dwayne Lingenfelter to a final ballot in that leadership contest, but did it again 4 years later, losing to Cam Broughton by just 46 votes. Finally winning in a by-election last year, Miley now has a seat around the NDP caucus table, and he believes that will make the difference between success and failure now.
When I talk to the members, people are saying, yes, we need to present ourselves more clearly, put forth a bolder vision, and be willing to articulate in greater detail or with a bit more courage some of what we think is possible to achieve.
Despite what many assume is an urban connection, Miley actually grew up on the family farm southwest of Moose Jaw and worked in northern Saskatchewan.
I care deeply about what happens in this province. I guess my commitment to people is I'm here to work for the best of all of us.
Asked about what strengths and weaknesses would help shape the sort of leader he would be, Miley cited perseverance.
Despite not getting the results I wanted the first or the second time, I'm still trying, and I also came forward and ran as an MLA. So that sort of persistence and perseverance, I think, is a value. Sometimes I can be a bit strong-willed and stubborn.
What Miley is campaigning on is a new approach to how Saskatchewan's government works for what he argues would be for the betterment of everyone.
Really what it is a new approach that says health is the most important thing. Those social factors, those upstream factors that influence health are how you achieve that. That guides decisions made in every ministry. Health itself, but also justice, environment, education, finance, whole of government approach to improving the lives of the people of Saskatchewan.
One unexpected thing about Miley is his love of singing loudly in the car. Stopped at a red light, you might see him belting out Colter Wall, one of the artists he cites on his playlist.
I actually do like Colter Wall. He's great, got a great voice.
It's no surprise Tommy Douglas comes up in conversation with a person hoping to follow in his footsteps.
You asked the question, if I could sit down with him for dinner, I would love that. And I would ask him, if it was you today, what would be the things you would be wanting to grab onto? And how would you talk to people about it to get them inspired?
Whether or not this leadership run will be third time's the charm will be known on Saturday. But Miley and his supporters are probably hoping that history will repeat itself in a different way.
Took me 3 times applying to medical school, and well, that ultimately turned out quite well, and I'm hopeful that this will as well.
With this candidate profile, I'm Sarah Mills, 980 CJME.